everybody. Welcome to BBS Radio, where if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS. Also, welcome to our show, which is Growing Up Indigo, with me, Adina Bennick. I sound like a recording. It isn't. It's me live. But today, I do want to get to your email questions to me. I love doing free reading. But I also, the first thing I want to say is that today, this show is going to be called The Two-Step. And the reason I'm calling that is because I have been looking around at everybody's, all of their lessons and all of the things they talk about with manifestation. Humans do this all the time. We take a pretty good thing, and then we make it complicated. And that's one of the things that people do, is take good things, and then we expound on it. So we put our own touch on it. And I've been thinking, no wonder none of us are kind of getting what we want. It's because we're all taking what everyone has used and then adding globs and globs of things that really don't need to be there. And I'm calling it the two-step because that's basically what it is. There are two steps that we have to do. Just two. That's all. Two ingredients. But before I even go into that, I just want to say something that hit me yesterday that was pretty interesting. And it's that people, we all have bad, really bad times. I know I do. I know you do. Because you tell me that you do. And I know that we all have tragedy. Somewhere along the line, we have gotten used to thinking that all of our bad situations, and I guess some of us call it bad luck, and some of us call it something else, but we've begun to think that after every bad situation, we're entitled to some kind of compensation. Now, karma is something a little different. Karmically, if we do something good, we do get paid tenfold, but that's a little different. That we don't know when it's coming, we don't know how it's coming, and we should be doing that out of the goodness of our hearts. And that is when we get paid tenfold. When you do something out of the kindness of your heart for another being, and you're not doing it, it's not like you go out and you give to someone, or you share with someone, or you do something kind for someone, and you have a little tally in your head, and you're saying, I'm giving Vicky $15. Okay, good. That means $150 is coming back. No, it doesn't work that way. When you find yourself in a situation spontaneously, and you just want to give that person, that is when you get it back. But what I'm talking about is, and I could even use it with myself as an example, I've had the worst 3 years, and everything in every area of my life has just been difficult. And I could be thinking to myself, okay, I've had the worst 3 years I can imagine. So, that means the next, I won't go three, but the next year, I should be receiving everything that I lost. Why? What gave me that idea? Who told me that? When did I start to believe that? That isn't really how it works. But I think our culture really does start to believe. We believe that. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because I've gotten like emails about that from people asking me, when am I going to get my, what do they call it? They call it different things. But this happened, and this happened. So can you tell me when I'm going to get my reward? What reward? And I think I'm sounding like an old person, but the old people, well, I don't want to say old people, but people from different generations, older generations, knew you don't get a reward. this is what happened for many reasons. Things happen. So it's not as if we get rewarded for that. What happens is when things lighten up, we say, thank you. I'm glad I'm not going through what I went through. So I just wanted to say that. So let me go back to the two-step. The two-step is that we only need two ingredients. And those two ingredients, and I'm talking about manifestation, and I'm bringing this up because I think that things have become so complicated, while in one way, we really are realizing that, hey, I have a choice. I can manifest what I want. And some people really are, and then they manifest, and then it goes away. And they say, well, it didn't work. Or people are doing one thing but not the other, and then they go buy a book or a tape or, I'm showing my age again, or a CD with someone who is giving them steps one by one by one. And then by the eighth step, they're thinking, oh my God, you know, I can't do this anymore. And I know personally, I would just be like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore either. There are really only two, and that's it. And I'm bringing this up simply because the things that we have wanted, we've done without anything. Think of your life. Just think of it. What have you manifested that you needed, that you wanted? You did it. You didn't have a book. No one told you to go do this. No one told you to take step 21 before you took step 9. So these are the ingredients. Thought and feelings. But that sounds so simple. It really does. Because you're thinking, oh, I think all the time, I feel all the time. But what you have to put into it is a little stronger. So I'm calling it like mind, soul, for thought. And for feelings, it's like heart and your will. So instead of, and I'm not testing, so it's okay. You don't have to get it right. I just want you to think about what I'm saying. Instead of thought, and just like thinking, like, yeah, I'm going to the movies. That's not what I mean by thought. You have to put your mind, like your mind to me is your greater mind, not just the mind we think of day to day. So it's like your soul mind, and that's why I call it your mind soul or your soul mind. Yeah, I think I like your soul mind better. Thanks for that, guys. And your feelings. So when you manifest, your feelings have to be into it. And not like, you know, that hurt my feelings. Not that kind of feelings. I'm talking about your heart and the will to get what you want. And that is called your heart will. I like that. So you have to bring both of them in with you. And so when you want something, you can't just think about it and you can't just picture it over and over and over. You have to make that come alive for you. So now you're saying, wait a minute, Adina, you just said that I don't have to do that, that I did it without anybody ever telling me what I did. And that's true. And we're going to be right back.
BBSRadio.com. It's not mainstream. It could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com.
Hello, I'm back, everybody. Just technical difficulties on my end. So I was saying, you're going to say, Adina, you just said I don't have to do anything. Okay, yes. And I'm going to explain why that's so. So I want you to see yourself doing it. Now, you do this naturally. You just don't know it. When you want something to happen, you can really leave it to the universe. But when you ask the universe to bring it, you just have that kind of heart will or heart faith, and you have your mind soul really believe it, be full of gratitude, and know it's coming. So you can do it by leaving it to the universe, or you can do it by keeping that not just imagination going, but feeling what it feels like to actually have it. Everything in our universe is based on the feeling, the emotion of feeling it. And the thought is really not just the thought. It's not just the thinking. Again, it is the mind soul, the soul thinking. And that's hard to explain, but it's imagining having it, imagining feeling it. You'll find out your own time for manifesting something. Sometimes things manifest immediately, and if you want to know what it's like to manifest, start thinking about how manifesting not so great things are. In other words, I can manifest something not really good in a matter of a day. I can think a bunch of really horrible things about myself, about, the way I'm living or anything. The next day, the very next day or the day after, I'll prove it to myself, or the universe will. Immediately. It's awful because it comes right there. In a way, it's good because it also shows me the potential I have for manifesting good things as well. I once manifested a car in a day. I did. I needed a car really badly, and I had always wanted a certain type of car, and I could never afford it. And I don't know what, I just said, I would love that. And I think I was at a really high vibration. That's another thing. It's just keeping yourself at a high vibration. And I got a call from someone who works at a dealership, and they said a car had come in, and it wasn't that type. It was not that kind of dealership, but the car I wanted came in, and it was for lease at a very, very low price. Boom, I was in that day, got my car. So that's like, you have to just think about the things that you have wanted. Something like, I know that I, when my son was young, I wanted to get him this desk set. He needed one. And it was a bad time for us financially. And I was thinking, how am I going to do it? And how am I going to do it? And I always bought everything new. And I'm driving home one day, and I turn the corner, and right a block away from my house was a desk set with chair sitting there with a note that said, for free, just take. I'm not kidding. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. That's manifesting. And I really wanted it. I didn't think about it desk a lot. I mean, I did, but it was the heart. My heart was thinking, I want that so badly for him. But it wasn't a bitter wanting. You know the difference? When you're thinking, I want that. Why should I not get that? That's not going to get you anything. That is going to get you more bitterness. It was more of, I love him. I love him. And I want to get that for him. He got it. I think it was 3 days later or something. He got it that week. That is manifestation. Two steps. I'm not saying that people who do this and people who write books and people who give you CDs are not helpful. God knows they are, because I use them. And had I not had that in my life, I don't even want to know where I would be, because that's why I'm doing this. This is why I do what I do, because we are all the same. We are all, by the way, at the same level. None of us are higher than the other. When we come into this world, this lifetime, what happens is we work off different lives. And we choose before we get here which life we're going to be working off of. And it isn't there, of course. If we live in eternity, then the past, the present, the future are all flowing as one. So we really are drawing off future, past lives. And within that amount of eternity, we are higher, we are lower, we have different lives with different abilities, different everything. So at one point, we've all been old souls, young souls, it doesn't matter. So that's why I'm saying none of this matters about what level you're on. It's just where you have focused your consciousness in this life for this purpose right now. The only reason you don't know about the other ones on a conscious level is you'd go crazy. Could you imagine knowing every single life you've lived? That would be absolutely insane for us. So this is what I want to talk about. This is what I'm saying. Just think of two things. That's all you have to do. Two ingredients. It is the mind of thought, and it is the heart of feeling. And what you could do, I think that would be great, would be to keep a journal and see how long it takes to manifest. And that's it. But put that gratitude, that heart, that love, it's the love. You know, this universe literally is love. We sprang from love. Everybody has their own belief on how the universe came to be. I'm not sure how I believe in evolution and creation. I mean, I certainly don't believe in creation of Adam and Eve. Sorry, anybody who does, it just doesn't ring true for me. But I do believe that there is a force. There is a creator or creation of energy that was love, just love. I think it is the entirety of the universe. That's what I believe. I believe in other systems as well. I think Earth and human beings are just one system. And I think that we do go through this as learning to be spiritual beings in this universe. And I think human beings I think this is a very hard way for us to learn. I don't think everybody comes here either. I think some people say Earth, not me. So I do believe that people who come to Earth are very free, you know, very courageous and brave, because I think it's hard. I think it's a very hard system to learn in. But I think we do it to become champions, because I think the love that we receive here is amazing. And I think we learn to be responsible spirits in all the universe. So what I'm really saying is that this is created on love. It's just love. And if we do that, no matter what and who we're loving, that if we put out is which we get back. And so there are really, I don't think, any rules to this. It's just about love. And believe me, I am not, you know, perfect in this at all. And if I loved myself better, and if I loved myself the way I could, I would be sitting here with manifestations all over. Alas, I'm not. And that has to do, I think, with things that I learned when I was younger, the type of person I am and how seriously I took it. And that was another point that I wanted to bring up. I think there are also two outlooks on life. And of course there are shades of gray and people feel them. But I think there are things from childhood that affect us differently. And I think there are people who are highly, highly sensitive. And they're not the norm. They are rare. They really are. So I think that they affect children like that much deeper, and that they don't really, I'm not saying they never get over it. It's just that they're affected. Yeah, they're affected for most of their life. And they would have been different anyway, but the things that happened to them just really compiled, you know, it on. And they had a very hard time ever looking at life as an easy breezy kind of thing. So I think I will continue that some other time. And when I come back, I am going to start the next half hour on free readings. Everybody, you are back at BBS Radio with Adina, listening to Growing Up Indigo, and I am going to start our free readings. So, before I do it, I know, before everything, but yeah, before I do it, please, guys, I just want you to know something. A lot of people, you know, write and they say, please pick mine, and I get really upset because I would pick yours, but this is what I get. Some readings are really like this. Hi, a friend told me that he likes me, so is he my soulmate? I can't do that. I mean, I really can't. I don't have the time. I can't figure out your name, his name, anything like that. I need, you know, things, and I am going to promise I'll edit it just like right now. Okay. Hello, ma'am. Okay. I'm really passionate about a career whose success ratio is very low. Yet I want to pursue it because by that way I could serve the society and affect thousands of people in very positive ways. I am taking an exam and I'm quite dedicated. It only comes once a year. If I fail, I have to wait next year. I will be giving my first attempt in June, and if I pass it by March 2018, I would make it through, or will I have to do more? And she wants to know that. Okay? Okay, let me see what's going to happen if you will pass that on your first try. Actually, G is really A. Let's go. Okay. Yep, definitely. That made me feel really great. So, good luck, study hard, and you got it. It's only one time you're taking that, okay? The next email we got is from C.S. C.S. wants to know, will F.H. contact me? Do we have a future together? I feel like this person is my soulmate. I told him I love him on a day last week, but I haven't heard from him since. Okay, here we go. All right, C, I'm going to ask if F, if what he feels and where he feels like he's going, okay? Okay. Okay, he's, first of all, he was shocked. I'm not saying he was shocked by what you said, so hold on. Okay, something's definitely going on with him that I doubt is because of what you said. So hold on. Okay, hang on. He's very, okay, this is serious now. He's very unhappy about his lifestyle. And the weird thing is he has money, but he feels as if he lost money and a job. There's something, there's definitely something going on that's affecting him financially, and it's a relationship. But I don't believe it's you. He's very unhappy about this. Okay, I have to say something, C. I don't believe that it's a future, no. I just realized what I was seeing, and I realized why you haven't heard from him. And I think that there is something that he hasn't told you. So this is where it gets to be a little difficult on air. And, okay, so I think that there's something he needs to tell you. So write him or call him at whatever number or contact you have, and please ask him to speak the truth to you. Okay. Okay, everyone, the next email is something that I would love to answer on air. My passion is mediumship. I love it. It's like breathing for me. But I can't do a mediumship reading with that little time that I have. And as well, what I just did before in the last reading was edit. I can do that. But I can't do that with a mediumship reading. I will say names, I will say things, I'm what's called a trance medium. They will come into my body. I can feel everything they felt when they passed over. It's impossible for me to edit at that point. They kind of take over. I know they're doing it, but I can't edit. So I have to do those privately. Let me continue and we'll go on to the next question. Okay. The next one is from TG, and they gave me their birthday, which I am not saying. To make a long story short, I was with my child's father for a number of years, and his name is A.E. Date of birth is something. And this person left her and their child for someone else. And she wants to know why this person hurt her, and she feels that he never loved her, and he doesn't care that this person blocked her, and he hasn't come to see their child, and she wants some insight, and I'd be happy to give that for you. So here we go. Okay, let's see. By the way, thank you, T, for giving me that information. I just, normally I, what I do is, I'm going to do it here too. But let me first see if I can get what I want this way. Okay. I just want to know how. If you hear me talking, ignore me. I do this all the time. Thank you. Okay. You know, the first thing I get is that he kind of thinks that this doesn't make sense. He admires you. He thinks that you are, but why? I'm talking to him. Hold on. He thinks that you are very insightful. He thinks that you are, you're connected to him spiritually. I even get that, this is weird, I even get that on an emotional sense, he, you made him feel in a way that he needed. He needed that emotionally. He thinks that, okay, this doesn't make sense. He felt that you were loving. You're a good mother. I don't really get this. The only thing I do get, and I'm trying to figure out why, is that he, I think this is him, he felt he's got issues that I'm not understanding what they are yet. I know they're not healthy. I just don't know what they are. He knows he's being selfish. He knows that, okay, he's got something, and I don't know what it is he can't seem to get over, but I know it's something, and I'm trying to figure out what this is. Okay, can you tell me, please? I see your child. This is just odd and bizarre. I see this other person. He thinks of you differently. He does think of you as loving and kind and sweet, and he thinks of her as a little differently. It's just more, it's how he would think of her. More passionate, I guess. Hold on. Yeah, but why? Okay, I'm doing something different. I'm sorry. I'm looking at this person. I mean, I'm looking at him, and he loves you. So I'm just trying to get at the heart of it, okay? And I'm trying to be discreet at the same time. So I'm keeping things in, but, okay, tell me the difference, right? Let's go see. Okay, but you're not giving me... The only thing I can get here is a difference of lifestyle and control and I feel guilty too. The only thing I get is this. She has something he needs and wants in terms of, like, I would say it had to do with money or just say it. What are you talking about? have one child, and I get two. So I'm not clear on what this guy's doing. Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about, and I do know that he is totally obsessed with, well, tell me what it is. Oh my God, he wants. All right. Okay, this is bizarre and weird. How many women are there? So I'm getting her. I'm getting you. I'm getting, okay. I'm getting, I believe, a woman who is either his mother or another mother. And I think you might know what I mean. So, it's a little bit more complicated than I was getting here. And this is something that I also feel is legal. And you might understand that. So, what I am going to tell you is that he knows he hurt you. And he's, unfortunately for him, going to have to deal with the consequences. He's going back to you, I believe. Okay? Okay, T. He is going to have to come back. You'll see. And you'll know exactly what I mean. Okay? All right, sweetheart. Sorry I couldn't elaborate on any of this. It was too involved and too awkward. Okay. Good luck. Okay, my next person is B. And B wants to know, they're all like this. I'm going to see if I can do a very simple one because I love doing these readings in person, like on the phone in person, but not on the radio because I can't talk. I can't talk freely about what I'm getting. And it's just uncomfortable. And I understand why everybody says, you know, I don't want you to say anything, and I don't say anything, but then it's really hard. But I also have to say, just like I did the week before, please believe me, your ex is not listening to my show. So it really probably wouldn't matter. Okay, here we go. Let's try this one. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I could do this one. This is for SM, and she gave me her birth date, and she wants to know what kind of relationship DB will and she will end up having. So we'll go to SM and DB, and I'm going to ask, and instead of looking at just DB, this is the kind of question that I would like to do together. So I'm going to put you two together, kind of like if I were doing an astrological soulmate thing, but I'm not. I'm putting you both together and seeing what it would be like, what your karma is like, what you are here to do together, and for the foreseeable future, what you'll be together. Okay, so, this is what I'm getting for SM asking about DB, and I don't know which individual is which, but I can tell you this. At the heart of this relationship, I want to say that S, you offer love and tenderness, and the relationship is one that you both want. S, you have been hurt, and you do feel that this is a second chance for you, and you also feel that you feel as if this is a soulmate for you. One of the things I love about this relationship is you and I believe DB have felt as if relationships have always been fraught with hurt. One gets hurt and one loses. And this relationship isn't going to be nothing like that. This is a relationship where it's simple and it's easy for both of you. Another thing that I feel is that although, and I don't know where this comes from, I think that both or one of you may have had a difficulty fitting in with either friends or a group of people, maybe even family, I don't know. And that might have been hard and made you feel unwanted to some extent. But together, you're both going to feel strong and wanted. Please do not think of what other people think. It's very important that you don't do that. Allow spontaneity of your relationship to take over. Allow that to happen. And again, I have to warn you, other people are definitely going to be a major influence. I don't know why, but they will be. And I have a feeling it has to do with both of your prior lives and relationships. You can't let it hurt you. You can't, because I have a feeling it would, and you can't allow it to. Don't allow DB to feel that he is not in the position to be in or to do what he wants to do, have anything to do with you staying together as a couple or not. I think this relationship has a wonderful chance. So I do think it has a great chance. I do think it'd be really, really nice. Okay, so I do, oh my God, this is fantastic. We do have time for more. Let's go see. Okay, hold on, where are we? The next question is from SN. SN says she was born in a place that's very far away. And her question is about a man whose name is A.M., and she gives me both date of birth. And he is the principal for a school, and she tells me his situation. She tells me her situation. It's a little complicated. Hold on just a moment. Okay. She's telling me a long situation that she has with her particular family, and she's talking about this person A, who she has not really had any real contact with, but they have had a kind of flirting. Now, she has gone to a psychic. And she was told that he's her soulmate. However, nothing's happened. And she's not met or spoken to him in like 4 or 5 months. She says that she knows it shouldn't bother her because she's happy in her life. However, she's very attracted to him. And she just feels like she can't move forward with her life unless she knows if she has misunderstood him because she felt that he was attracted to her and because of what that psychic said. And she wants to know, should I forget about him or should I just, you know, should I wait? What should I do? Is he attracted or, you know, am I attracted in the wrong way or something? The first thing I want to say about that is I get asked all the time to, see if other psychics' readings have been correct or not. It's not that I mind looking at other psychics' readings. It's really that it's kind of looking in a haystack, like looking for a needle in a haystack. And I'll tell you why. I'm essentially looking for something that I would not have been looking for. So I'm going in blind, and it's kind of weird. All I could really do is do my own reading firsthand, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. So, S, I am going to go take a look at him, and I am going to ask him if he's thought of you, if he's attracted, and what his feelings are. And then what I'll do is ask if how you would be, how you would feel if you were to be with him, depending on what his feelings are. Okay. So, and then normally what I do is I will take a look separately at each and every relationship that was mentioned in this email. And that's how I make sure I'm accurate. And then I do it again in a different way. I look from everyone's point of view. It's really exhausting. I mean, I don't get exhausted, but that's how I check accuracy. Because if this is so serious, when you do a reading for someone, you are really responsible. Not that everybody would believe every single thing a psychic says, but it doesn't matter. When you are doing a reading, this is a responsible thing that you have. It's an honor to do. So you better make sure you're accurate. So here I'm going over to S, and I'm going over to A. But first I'm going over to A, and I'm asking him, do you and have you felt anything at the time, and are you thinking about S? We'll see. And yes, I can get his feelings and I can get his thoughts, even if I am not talking to him. Or, yeah, I did. So what I am getting is, wow, okay, yeah, he did. He did. And the first thing I got, and I know he was, and I'll tell you why, it was because he felt immediately that he could not and had no business being, or he had no business thinking that he could do anything with you. And when I see that, I know automatically that someone had those feelings but knew they couldn't act on it. One of the things I also got was that he was very torn about whether he should or he shouldn't. And the other thing I thought was very interesting was that he did get some kind of information that he had not known. And I do believe it had to do with your child. So that was interesting. I also do get that, yes, he is in the situation that you mentioned. And that situation is not very good at all. I just had to tell you that because it came up loud and clear the second I looked. Now, at the heart of the reading, you know, about what he thought of you, and, you know, this is very silly sometimes because people are so, they're surprised when I tell them something because they say, oh my God, you know, like, how could that be? And I always say, well, if it could be for you, why can't it be for them? And that's true. We find it so hard to believe someone else could be thinking something we are thinking. So at the heart of the reading, his feelings were that he was hoping that you felt that. And I'm not sure what he was thinking about when he said he was thinking that he just was keeping you kind of like up there, like maybe, you know, maybe something. But I'll tell you what else he's thinking. He's thinking that he is a very important person, and no, by no means do I mean he's thinking with his ego. He is thinking that he is responsible. He's thinking that he has things he must take care of, but he is thinking that he is honorable, very honorable. And that, I don't want to say this on the air. However, he is thinking that there is a situation that he does intend, oh my God, that he does intend to take care of. And that particular situation is something that he feels is not really right for him. However, because he is so honorable, he will only do honorable things. Now, this part's interesting. He is, I should read your, that little email again. I don't know how, but he says that he is very social. I don't know. He's very social. He says that his job affords him some leeway, and that he, now this I don't really understand. I don't understand what you're talking about. Can you just explain that? Okay. All right. He's okay. He feels that he can't. He has no way, no control over whether, it's something about his job, and he would like to socialize, but he absolutely can't. With you, apparently. Mm-hmm. He can socialize with other people on his job, but not you. He doesn't know how, I guess. Now, this is interesting, because he's a little pessimistic, but not that pessimistic. He is positive that somehow, after he manages to go and go into hiding, he is going to come out with a brilliant idea that will allow him to make some kind of new contact with you. But he is thinking about it 100%. So, yes, absolutely, yes. Now, if you want to know why he hasn't been in contact, I just gave you why, because all I really did was give you the reason you pretty much gave me, and I can't understand why in his business he feels he can't other than he's very important. I mean, he is, and I think he doesn't want to mess with that, and I understand that very well. I do also see him thinking that it's enough to motivate him, as well as the situation that I explained was deeply unhappy was already there. So I can't say that he's going to actually do that, but he's letting me know how unhappy that is. So hold on just a moment, and let me see if I can get him, let me see if I can get him to say that he will, now that was back then, and we're here, will he contact S within the next month? Let me see. Will he contact S within the next month? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he says that, okay, he's still in a bad place, and as very tied into what he does. And again, I get his job. And again, I get him as very devoted and very committed. However, I do get that, yes, this is my answer. How he's going to, I don't know. But I will tell you this, he will. I also want to tell you that through his job, and there's a female who is very helpful to him. Secretary, maybe? Assistant? Who will help him to do this. And he will. And I also want to say that it is, he will. Ooh, hold on. Hold on. Because, yikes. All right. I think he's going to do this. What he's afraid of. Oh, I think this is what he's afraid of. Hold on. Is he afraid? He's got a lot. Okay. He's terrified that one person, kind of rules him. And he's really afraid of that happening. So I think he's terrified, but I think he's going to do it. So let him know immediately that you are very discreet, as he is, of course. So, yeah, I think that's going to be what's going to happen. So, everybody, you know what? I got through pretty much everything that I was going to do today, and I'm very happy that I did. Next week, how can I be so airheaded-y? I forgot what I was going to do next week. But you know what? I would love it if you would, and I wanted to say it today, if anybody wants to get a live reading, I welcome that so much. In fact, I love it. And I want to do some angel readings. I really do. And I want to do them live, or I want to do them also via email. So send me your angel reading questions in, and I'm going to do them on the air. And please call in for free questions. I love them. I miss them. And it's a lot of fun. So call it 888-627-6008 for free readings next week. And I'm working on some new guests. And if you have anybody or you have a topic that you want, just let me know. I've been running into the greatest astrologers, and I'm like really excited. I have new books that I'm reading, and we have plenty of people waiting to come on air. And with that, I'm going to say have a wonderful week. I love you. You're listening to BBS Radio. Don, can you say what I'm supposed to say?
Yeah, if it isn't mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. Radio.
Isn't he fantastic? Thanks, everybody. Bye.